I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
I'm scared.
Check, check!
Check, check!
Check, check!
Yeah, I think we're in.
Okay, you're the bottom, I'm the top, but we don't have to stare at that the whole time.
I am a bottom, and you...
Am I?
I am.
No, I know, but you're like, and you're out. I was like, I'm...
You're a bottom.
I'm a switch.
Okay.
But, you know, there's always a slight preference.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's bottom.
No, but sometimes I...
I think it's who you're with. I think who you're with changes your slight preference.
It matters.
Yeah. I'm a switch, and right now, a slight bottom preference.
All right.
And you're just a bottom?
Yeah.
Okay. So clearly, I was going to ask, how unfiltered are you, uncensored are you getting?
Well, a bottom doesn't have to necessarily mean, like, in that land a bottom, but I just, like...
In your relationship, are you a golden retriever, a simp?
I'm a simp. Kai's more of the golden retriever.
Okay.
But I'm also a golden retriever, but she's definitely more the golden retriever. I'm like, duh, not dummy, I love you. That's my type. I'm a bottom.
Should we say hello and intro this? I mean, we've already started talking, but it was just kind of natural. Hi, welcome to another episode of Rachel Uncensored. Today I have my friend JoJo Siwa here with me.
Try again. Today I have
my sister and best friend and gay icon here.
Thank you.
JoJo Siwa.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm not
better.
Allowed to just call you my
better.
Friend.
No, I am way more than your friend.
Correct. You're my little sister.
That is true.
Okay.
You're my big sis.
In this podcast, we always drink a drink that reminds me of the other person, and it doesn't have to be alcohol. And this is the drink that reminds me of JoJo, IBC root beer.
Yeah.
Whee!
I remember I never had IBC root beer. Oh, she's fancy. Ew.
I could have done it for you. I also brought a bottle opener because I remembered you didn't like doing that.
No, it's kind of fun. It just hurts a little bit.
How weak are your hands?
Everything
you
is
weak. You are a bottom.
Shut up. That's me. I hit my leg on like the bed and I'm like,
all the time. You aren't tough, are you? You are, though.
It's like I'm insanely tough, but I just like to like be like, meh, tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-tum-
Cheers.
Cheers.
There you go.
Yeah, gushing blood, blisters, fall on stage, get right back up.
And you're like, whoopsie.
Whoopsie, like, do what you gotta do. One time I was on tour, it was my final show in the UK, and I had fully lost my voice. Showed up to soundcheck, I was like, hey, everybody. And then they were like, what are you gonna do tonight? Do you wanna use your pre-records? I was like, absolutely not. I'm gonna go out there and just do what I do. And it's like, it just,
you don't like doing pre-records. You hate.
I hate them.
You love singing live.
Mm-hmm.
Do they force you to do it every once in a while?
To use them or to record them?
To use them.
No, so they, I will fully say I was forced. The one thing that I ever was forced to do was record pre-records. I didn't want to.
I remember you very much not wanting to do that.
Yeah.
Because you're like, they're going to force me to use them if I record them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were like, we're still like this. But at that time, I remember like talking to you every single day.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was pissed about doing pre-records.
Yeah.
And I did them. And I literally told him, I was like, I'm never going to use these.
Yes.
And just to prove my point, I never did.
Even when you should have.
Even when I should have. But okay. On nights on tour, like when I would have a rough night, I would come in and I had 4 emergency IBC root beers on my bus. I didn't get any more. And I was able to have 4 hard nights. And on those 4 hard nights, I got to drink an IBC.
It's just like your beer, but it's not.
Y'all know, I'm like, that was the worst thing.
We used to get these. So we started drinking them because Colleen, when she was pregnant with Flynn, she started drinking them a lot because they don't have caffeine in them. And that's
really?
When I started getting into them. And then, yeah, because like root beer naturally
Every
doesn't have it.
Every other root beer tastes disgusting.
I really like Barks root beer.
Yeah. If it's like a fountain soda, I could do it.
Yes.
But any other kind out of a bottle, can, nothing.
The worst is mug. It's got that like bulldog mug on it.
Yeah.
That's trash. It's garbage.
So
it's not root
so
beer.
Gross.
It's
yeah.
disgusting. So that's when we started drinking them together.
I remember when we would hop the fence
yes.
from Colleen's house to go to Ralph's mm-hmm. to go get cookie stuff. We would always come back with IBC root beer.
Yes, and we'd all drink them together.
Rachel, can we get some root beer?
You just liked hopping the fence at my sister's house.
Oh, I loved it.
I can't. You can't anymore.
Why?
She put up a huge thing. You can't jump the fence anymore.
We could do it.
No, she did it so people couldn't jump her fence.
But we could.
Okay. Yeah, if we get a
we
ladder.
We are not people.
Okay, sorry.
We are parkour gay humans. We can absolutely hop a fence.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's true. All right. I get this question a lot. We're just going to, I have like 2 questions in my head that that's all the planning I did for this podcast because I figured we didn't have to plan anything.
Okay, perfect. I love it.
A lot of people want to know how we know each other, like how we met, because we've been friends for what? Five, six years?
Story of meeting, will you test me my phone, love bug? Our story of meeting is iconic.
You are a fan of my sister's and mine.
Yeah.
Me
of
and my
whole
sister.
Family.
Yeah, you were a fan of me and my sister and me. That's
my sister and I.
No, you weren't a fan of I. You were a fan of me. So it'd be my sister and me.
You were a fan of my sister and I.
No, because the I. Don't look at me. By the way, do you go by Kai or Kylie? You like Kai?
Yeah.
All right. No.
You were a fan of myself and my sister. You could say that.
No, because you weren't a fan. Because you have to, if you take away the my sister part, I would never say you were a fan of myself or you were a fan of I. You were a fan of me. So therefore, it would be my sister and me.
Okay, sure.
I have a bachelor's degree.
I have smartness and you don't.
No, I'm just kidding. Fuck you. Moving on. I mean, how did we meet?
So,
oh, fuck.
Karma.
Smartness.
So I remember I first met your sister because drama went down on Dance Moms.
Of course.
Everybody else got to meet Colleen, but me and Nia didn't. So we went out to dinner. Obviously, I knew about you, but it was only with Colleen.
Yes.
Left. Didn't matter. Then I did a video with your sister. Left. Didn't matter. I mean, it did matter, but like, it doesn't relate to us meeting. And then I stopped talking to you.
Well, the first time I met you.
Yeah, where does that come in?
Was backstage at a Miranda Sings concert.
Yes, the holiday one.
Yeah, that's, I met you and Nia.
Yep, and we were wearing the blue shirts.
Yes.
Yep.
And I was like, I don't know who this is. Cool. Was like, she's from Dance Moms. I was like, oh, cool.
Cool.
Yeah. I took a photo with you. You're next. And then I was just
yeah,
like,
and I remember meeting cool. you there and being like, oh, she's cool.
Yeah.
I remember all that. Now I do.
Yes. And then, yeah, we kind of knew each other. Colleen did videos with you.
Yeah.
Our friendship was paused for like a year.
It took like a year. And then Todrick got Colleen and I back together through a performance at VidCon.
Correct.
And literally that same month, I get a message on Twitter. Now, mind you, this whole year pause, I had loved their family. And I had literally adored them, adored Colleen, adored Rachel, adored Jessica, Chris, and the kids, your parents, like everything. Mm-hmm. But I just, you know, there was a wall. And so it doesn't matter. But then I get a message from Rachel that says.
On Twitter. It's a DM.
It's a DM on Twitter.
I slid into her DMs.
I called you. Hey. Love.
You did?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't call guy, relax.
Well, it was by like a hey love, like a, like I probably wasn't a fan.
You were also 14, 13?
14. Yeah, 14. 14. Okay. Maybe even 13. I get a text on Twitter, a DM that says, hey, let's be friends.
I shot my shot.
Yes, I realized my profile pic is the cutest thing ever right now. I said, hey, love, I missed you. Your profile pic as well, a little disturbing.
What was it? I don't remember what it was.
And then she didn't reply to me.
Because I don't look at my DMs.
I don't know what it was. It was probably like a
face. Yeah, it was probably an ugly face. But you and Colleen started hanging out again.
Yeah, so then it was actually really awkward between Colleen and I. There was like a huge elephant in the room for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
And we were both in Canada at the same time. We did a video together. And mm-hmm. that was so awkward. Like, it was
really?
Great. Yeah, it was when we did the slime one.
Any
it was
of
like,
this.
The vibes were like awkward. The blooper really? Reel from that. Oh my God, if I could find the raw footage. Yeah, because we're just like, both of us are thinking one thing, but not talking about it. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So then we were both in Canada at the same time. I was like, oh my God, we should hang out. Like, whatever. But like, knew we actually weren't going to hang out. And then she FaceTimed me. And at the time, I was like, oh my God, Colleen's FaceTiming me. Like, I was so excited. But I was also like, I just want to be friends with her. But, like, I know that there's something weird. And she FaceTimed me. And she was like, all right. And I was like, please tell you you're about to say what I think you're going to say. And she was like, listen. We both know there's an elephant in the room. And we both hate it. So can we just forget about it?
So a lot of listeners are going to be like, what are you guys talking about? This was post Colleen's divorce. We're just going to say that. So when Colleen was going through a divorce, just a lot of stuff was going down.
Yeah.
And then a year later, everything chilled.
Yep.
And that's when everyone started talking again.
A year later, I put some glasses on and I could see things clearly.
I can see clearly now. The rain is gone.
Yeah. The big, big thunderstorm had passed. It was like a hurricane tornado. Yeah, so then she called me, and ever since then, everything was great.
Yeah, so and when you guys started hanging for reals again, I was like,
you came back
into
the picture.
Yeah, I was like, okay, are we and all remember, good? Can I come over?
Yeah. I remember I was closer to Colleen.
Yeah.
But now, like, obviously I love your sister, but now I'm for sure closer to you.
Well, yeah. Well, you just, like, I can hang out with me. You can't hang out. Colleen is pregnant or
absolutely.
Has kids all the time, which.
And I still love her. Tell her every secret I know, but, like, I just
she is
you.
She is our big sister.
Yeah.
Who has a family.
Our big sister.
She is our big sister who has a family, and we're the two younger ones that run around doing stupid things.
Do you want to drink IVC root beer with us?
Can we come play?
Can we turn off your new dolphins? We really want to climb it.
Yeah. So, yes. So that's how we know each other is Dan's moms. Everyone was a fan of Colleen. You met her.
You were just nothing.
I was a nothing. No, I was a nothing, which is normal.
But then I remember I watched your videos, like 100 or what is it? 7 things that annoying things that moms do.
Yes.
You know what pisses me off?
Yes.
All those.
You watched the classics. You were there back in the day.
Best friends is when we did the, what's the James Corden video that we did? The failure guts or failure guts. We became best friends during
Colleen
that
was pregnant
day.
With Flynn then.
Yep.
Yes. You ate a bunch of crickets.
And it was just me and you because she wouldn't do anything.
Yes.
That's when we
yeah,
were
and then
like,
I started coming over to your house a lot.
Yeah.
People always thought it was weird that there was such a big age difference between us.
Yeah.
But you've always been extremely mature and I've always been extremely immature. So it works out. We kind of meet in the middle.
Yeah. No, it's great. I think we're both just, my mom always said like good finds good.
Yes.
And I think truly like, obviously, I love you, but not in that way. But, like, if you love something, let it go. And if it comes back to you, you know it's yours.
Yeah.
Like, fully let go. And, like, your side let go, my side let go, and then look at us now. Like,
yes. And we both know we're the type of people where we cannot talk for A year.
And I literally didn't see Rachel for 6 months.
Okay, we're going to discuss it after we take a word from our sponsor. We're going to discuss how we came out to each other.
It's beautiful.
Okay, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today.
Skims. Skims is our sponsor for today. Everyone knows that finding a perfect t-shirt can be a challenge. Whether it's too big, too small, the fit is weirdly cut, or the quality is severely lacking. Luckily, I found the perfect t-shirt, and it's at Skims. They have crop silhouettes for them femmes, to long sleeves layering tees, and there's styles for everyone. I've been wearing Skims for over a year now, and I absolutely love the quality of everything I've gotten. It's silky smooth, it fits well, and my girlfriend always steals them from me. I absolutely love the cotton jersey t-shirt they sent me. It fits like an absolute dream. I wear it all the time. And my girlfriend stole the Skims soft smoothing t-shirt because it's extremely flattering and she can wear it on casual errands or when she wants to dress up for the night. If you want to try them out, then shop Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes XXS to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that I sent you, that Rachel Uncensored sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Oh my God, they're kissing at each other. Stop kissing. My girlfriend's not here. This is making me jealous. Stop it.
Ah! I mean, so, I did.
A lot of people.
How was there so
there's
much hair
so
hair
much. Hair? That was you.
Was that hi? Hair?
For 1 second. You were here for 1 second, got hair all over the microphone.
It's shedding season.
It's shedding season? No, it's not.
Shredding and shedding.
The beginning of summer is shedding season.
Really?
And then fall's
wait,
about
to shedding
happen.
Season's a thing?
For animals.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, your girlfriend shouldn't be shedding, but like.
No, I shed. It's normal.
Well, like, naturally, you constantly are losing hair. That's just what happens. But it's not a season. Oh, she's about to pull a hair out of my head. It's not a season. Anyway, how we came out to each other. A lot of people think that you came out first. I yep. came out 3 seconds before JoJo did.
3 seconds. So,
when COVID started,
yeah,
my whole family went on extreme lockdown.
Yeah.
We did not see people. We never hung out with people. Yeah. I texted you a couple times.
We and really it was just didn't like talk though. Like,
no, we're the type of people, you don't like text unless it's your girlfriend. And yeah. like, we'll FaceTime. Whenever we talk, it's through FaceTime or voice messages. Yeah. But
and normally it's like, hi, yes. I miss you. And that's the end of our
I'll
conversation.
I'll check in on you if I haven't seen you in a month. I'm like, hey, you good? And like, that's pretty much, and you're like, yeah, I'm great. Love life. I'm like, cool. And then we just don't speak.
Yeah.
Because we're very much, we talked so that we can hang out.
Yeah.
That's just.
Absolutely.
That's because you're very busy.
Not at all.
You got things to do.
I just want to go shopping tomorrow with you.
She just had to plan a shopping trip to the mall.
Thursday. It's in my calendar. Don't fail, please.
I can go Thursday morning or okay. afternoon.
Toby, you want to go Thursday morning?
Yeah. Yeah, to the mall Thursday morning. We're going. It's a
or
party.
I can go and buy you surprises.
We'll buy you things.
No.
I'll pick them out. She'll buy them. Yes. Yeah.
They go, baby.
They'll all be matching me. All right. Sounds good. All right.
I'll
anyway.
Get my mom's card.
Shopping trip. Your mom's card?
Yeah. It's the same account. We just have 3 cards for it.
I thought you meant like you don't have money, but your mom has all your money. I was like, you're 18. We should talk.
No.
Have your own money.
No, my situation is phenomenal. Yeah, no, I just.
Okay, that's fine.
Anyway,
so COVID happened. We didn't speak. And then I finally left my family's bubble.
It literally has been like 9 months.
Yes, it was from March. And then in December, I decided, from March to December, I was completely quarantined. And then in January, I wanted to go, I had been talking to a girlfriend, I wanted to go meet her. So that's when I was like, okay, I'm leaving my family's bubble. And that's when Joyce came in to like hang out. And then I was like, oh my God, I can see people again. I'm going to talk to JoJo. And I was like, and I wanted to talk to you because you had posted pictures of Kai. And I was like,
You know.
Let's chit chat.
When I heard you were straight and had a boyfriend, I was like.
Remember when you were straight and had boyfriends?
Ew. I had singular. Singular.
You had?
Singular.
You had two.
I had singular.
You had douchebag and another dude.
Listen. I am never going to talk.
I wasn't there for the text message.
Sister has a Mr. Group chat. Those were the days.
Oh, Sister has a Mr. Group chat.
Oh, Sister has a Mr. Group chat was literally just me, Colleen, and Rachel.
Just talking about the guys.
Like the minute happening of my first kiss. Like it was.
Yeah.
It was like.
Yeah.
And like they would stay awake all night long.
Because we knew you were up with a dude and we're like, oh my God. And then.
Yeah, and then, like, I'd go out to dinner, and I'd check text from them at the end, and they'd be like, all right, she's at Buca de Pepo. Should we go crash? Like, I'd be like, oh, my God. Psychos.
So.
I'm never going to talk bad about anybody, but I yes, will say.
I will.
That, yeah, you absolutely can, as my best, like, please do. But from my perspective, it was fun. But I have never loved someone like I love Kai. Like, I'm gonna say ow for Kai. I'm gonna say ow. But I just have to clarify that I'm very happy that that time of my life is over. But it was
I'm right there
awful.
With you. Yeah. I understand. Well, mine was awful. But
yeah, yours was awful.
I'm glad I got to try and date men so that now dating a woman, I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that
exactly.
That was awful.
I'm very happy that Kai was not my first, like, girlfriend. I mean, she was my first girlfriend, but not
partner?
First partner. Yeah, there
correct.
Is.
Understandable. Okay. So, I left my bubble.
Yes, she left
I immediately
bubble.
Hit you up. I think I had met girlfriend already.
Or I think from, like, FaceTime and stuff.
Had I? I don't remember when we met up, but it doesn't matter. But I went over to your house to sit in the backyard.
We definitely met up. Before she asked me to be her girlfriend, because I remember yes. being like, well, we are girlfriends, but not yet. But
yeah,
we are.
You were like, she wants to officially ask me.
Yeah.
That's what mm-hmm. you said. So you remember you guys, you were Snapchatting and girlfriend was texting me. I think I had already met her.
You had already met her. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, yes. So anyway, we met up in your backyard and within 1 minute, we sat down and you were like, so what's new? And I went, oh, you know, not much. Dating women now.
And I go, me too.
That was it.
That was it.
And we just started running around in the backyard.
We got so excited.
It was like, yes. And we're like, so we came out to each other at the exact same moment.
Time.
And we both, but I figured out I was gay because I just like on my own without like dating someone. You realized you were gay because of Kai.
Yes.
So that was fun.
I did. I don't know. I just like, it felt real. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like the other times that I've tried to date people, it's just felt so forced.
Like that's what you were supposed to be doing.
Yeah, exactly. But then with Kai, it was like, I couldn't run away from the feeling. Like
yes.
it was just there and I was yes. so happy with it.
Yes. And you're like, I want to be on her.
Yeah.
with her. I want her to always look at me, always
talk
to me.
Hold my hand, look at me, talk
yes.
to me. If I tell a joke, laugh, like
yes.
right there.
Be supportive. Don't yeah. stop. Why are you wanting to hang out with other people?
Yeah.
Which is healthy to do, by the way. It is healthy to don't. It is healthy.
It is healthy. It's healthy to have alone time.
It is.
And like friend time. It absolutely is.
Yes. But that doesn't mean that we enjoy it.
Yeah.
You and I have.
I heard that
insane.
You guys are hanging out when I go to New York. And I was like,
yes. Wait, when is that?
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. I'm here. I was like, wait, I'm leaving town a
I was
lot.
Like, So you're going to have fun.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm okay.
It's you want to be there with the fun.
Exactly.
It's that
it's
like
FOMO.
Yeah, it is. It's a massive FOMO.
But you have to have it.
Yeah. You.
But it sucks every
yes.
time.
Yes. Do you go to all her work things with her?
No.
Yeah.
Barely any.
Yeah. So you
so most of our separate
to,
time.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
most
work.
Of our separate time is work related.
Come here, little dog. You got a haircut. You look stupid. Doesn't she look like Princess Farquaad?
Golden doodles are so cute until they get a haircut.
She is so cute until
hi. Oh,
we told the groomer don't do anything. Like just barely
it's
do anything.
They like blow them out. It's
yes.
Or you like me more than Rachel?
Okay.
Do you like me?
That's a little offensive. Duh. I feed you and give you dental bones and cuddles and make sure you piddle and potty outside, so.
And I'm new.
Duh. Yep. Duh. If you let her lick your face, duh, you're in for life.
Duh.
I don't allow it. All right, so that we came out to each other at the same time. How's it been?
You know, it oddly was like, when we came out to each other, it made me so much more comfortable with the idea.
Really?
Uh-huh. Just because it was like, we're going through it at the same time.
Yes.
Figuring it out at the same time.
Yes.
Internet at the same time. Like, it was like, yes, everything just kind of kept, like, it, yes, was like, it wasn't like you did it for a whole year before and then, like, now I have to do it. It was like, together.
Yes. Your guys' anniversary, like, official anniversary, is just, like, a few days before ours.
The 8th, yeah.
Yeah, ours is the... Oh, I'm not going to say it online because it's my day. You can't have it. I don't share a lot with the internet because then they like kind of take it and make it about them.
Oh.
Like any like anniversary date or whatever. I'm like, that's my day. That's our day.
Yeah.
You can't have it.
Private.
Yeah, it's private. I keep a lot of things private. You that's guys, cool. Do you keep anything private?
My thing with Kai has always been my life is shared with the internet.
Yes.
100% everything is always out there.
Yes.
This is a full different area.
Yes.
And I'm okay with whatever you're okay with. So like, yes, anytime I even post an Instagram story, I'll show and I'll be like, do you like this? Like, are you okay with this? And it literally, if Kai's like, no, like it's,
yeah.
But when I came out, people didn't know I had a girlfriend yet.
Yes.
But obviously I had a girlfriend, but I made sure, like, literally up until the 5 minutes before I did Fallon, which is where I announced that I had a girlfriend, I was on FaceTime. I was like, are you sure? Because once I say the words, I have a girlfriend, there is no turning
There's
back.
There's no turning back. And your life will be infiltrated.
It's totally changed. And yes, even then, it still wasn't on set. It was her. But I was like, I need to make sure that everybody in your life knows before I tell the internet. Because it's just a whole different game.
It is. Yes.
It's wild how much it changes things.
Yes.
And I also didn't want it to scare Kai away. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I wanted everything to stay, because I think, like, with us, and you probably went through this too, it's like, we know what the internet is like.
Yeah, they don't.
And they don't. And it's like, they do, because they see the outside of it, but being the person inside of it is way different.
Yes. Like, you wake up to a hate comment every day somewhere.
Yeah, but you're like, thousands of them.
Yes.
And it's like, as the outsider, you would look and be like, oh, yeah, no, yeah, I know you get hate comments, but as the insider, you're like, you feel the hate. Like, it's just so different.
Yeah, I could get 1,000 comments being like, you look so pretty. One person's like, you look really weird in this. You're like, oh, I look really weird in this.
I need a change.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
They learn, though, and sadly, they have to learn that, and it's part of it, but that's why we keep, like, Instagram and TikTok's private.
Yep.
So that she can post whatever she wants and smart, not have to, like, stress about that, because they kind of become, I know this sounds terrible, they become part of your image.
Absolutely.
And like, it's like,
and you modify yourself sometimes to do what the internet would want you to do, and can be a bad thing, but can also not be a bad thing, you know?
Yeah. It's like, or you're just like, well, I shouldn't post that, just because while it is good, it might just cause drama or someone might take it the wrong way.
Exactly.
You know, like,
and that's why I was like, literally, are you sure?
When we did the girlfriend reveal, that whole day, I could tell that she was a little off. And so I finally grabbed her hand. I was like, what's up? And she goes, that gave me a lot of anxiety. Like, yes.
Yes.
It does.
It's internet 101.
That's what it is. It's anxiety. And I'm not someone that suffers from anxiety.
But it definitely is.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I've only ever gone, like, incognito out in public one time. And it was because my hair was still brown, but I was making the world believe that it was blonde, because I just...
When was this?
Oh, this was over my dad's birthday, so July.
Okay.
Mid-July.
Okay.
When I dyed my hair brown.
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, I dyed my hair brown, and then we couldn't get it back to blonde without killing it, and so we had to take it really slow, so I was wearing my ponytail that, like, wraps around my ponytail, so it looked blonde.
Oh, right.
And I was, like, going to the airport at, like, 6 in the morning. I was like, I'm not doing that. So I wore, like, hoodie, sunglasses, face mask, and, like, we're good.
Yeah.
And, like, the one thing that I didn't realize was, like, because it's just so I've been in the public eye for half my life now, and so it's like so just only thing I know is just the staring.
Yes. Just the constant staring and the sneaky photos.
Sneaky photos are my favorite. But just like the staring. And it's not a bad thing. Like, I don't hate it at all. But it's just the staring is one thing that I didn't even realize was there until I was incognito. And I was like, why is nobody looking?
Like, you felt weird.
I felt like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's just like naturally when you walk, people are just like.
Yeah. It's, you know, a double, I mean, take. It's the course. Like look around their friend. It's the whisper and then look back.
Of
and,
course.
Yes.
And I just didn't even realize that for everybody else isn't there.
Yeah.
And so now like bringing another person into that light, I just was like, okay, I just have to really take my time. I need you to take your time because like once we go there, there's no going back.
Yes.
And why I was so okay with being like public with the internet is because like I know it's a forever thing. And so it's like, it's okay, but everything. I'm like, if you don't want it shared.
We waited a long time before releasing who she was. Just like even her face. It just because I was like, you got him. I want him to make sure I was in. And she was in. But we're like, let's take it slower. Mm-hmm. And then she got to witness my life a little bit before she kind of stepped foot in it. She only has like a foot in the bubble like kind of thing. But like it's
like she's never experienced a VidCon.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah.
Because we're still in COVID time. So it's we're still like, wearing masks and sunglasses when we go out. So it's not as like,
for
you
me,
know.
It's kind of like once you come on tour, you'll get it.
Yes. I keep like, telling her, like, when we go to Colleen's tours or whatever.
Right now, the height.
Yes.
Like that's like the peak of like, whoa, this is real.
Yes. Yes. There's sometimes where we're walking. She still hasn't, like, I don't get stared at as much as you, obviously. But sometimes we'll walk past a group of teenage girls and they're all looking at me and she's like, what? Why are they looking at us? And I was like, shh, babe. It's okay. Like, just keep walking. It's fine. Yeah. She just, they don't know about, they don't know.
And it's just like.
And it's no fault to them.
Literally yesterday, I saw Ariana Grande and the whole time during the movie, I was like.
Oh, she was at the movie?
Yeah, at the movie. The only other people in the theater with us. And like.
Wait,
if you were sitting.
Did you both rent out a theater? You got to explain this. I'm sorry.
No,
it was literally.
I think that we bought the tickets, and when we bought the tickets, there was only like two other seats sold, but then nothing else was sold. But then
she came in and saw a scary movie yesterday.
Yes.
Okay.
And Ariana Grande was there.
Okay.
I think that she had rented out the theater just like right after I bought the tickets because there was nobody else but us and them. And so anyways, they like came in 1 minute before the movie started, sat down, movie started, and Kai was like, I bet that's Ariana Grande. And I was like, yo, like, good one. You know what? Like, you just are like, you think she's joking.
Yes.
And Kai was like, no, I actually think that's Ariana Grande. And I was like, okay, let's watch the movie, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden in the middle of the movie, it was like, yeah. And we were like, I literally like looked at Kai and I was like, I really think that's Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm telling you.
Like,
she's
saw
my
her.
Idol. I know when she's in the room.
Her. I didn't even see her, but I just like.
The presence?
I knew that it was her.
There
and
was
like,
a presence.
She the presence. She has the presence.
It was like not even the presence, but it was just like they came in the back door and the guy last time we went to the theater was like, oh, she comes here all the time to see scary movies. And it's like, there's no way that's not her. The dude on the edge looked like her husband. I was like, that's her. And then she's like, hee. And I was like,
yeah. And she's tiny.
Like the
she
noises.
Is tiny.
The noises she made was like, that's her. Like it just kept confirming. So then when we ended, I asked the movie waitress. I was like, it's like a theater where they have like the dining.
Yeah.
So I asked the waitress. Fancy. I was like, was that Ariana Grande? And she was like, yeah. So then we left. We weren't going to do anything. And then like as we were walking out, they were like tucked around a corner. And I was like, we're forever going to regret if we just don't say hi.
You are JoJo Siwa. And you are scared to say hello to Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
You're in the same world.
I know.
I've never known you to be nervous, by the way.
Around celebrities, I get super nervous.
Really? But you're so cool around me.
Well, secretly, I'm like.
Sorry. That was a good setup. Good, that was continue. I cracked myself up.
But immediately when I was like, hi, like my girlfriend is literally the biggest fan. And I was like kind of had to get her to know. And Kai was like, JoJo. So, like, she also was like,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Because you could tell there was like a weird like look. Like, she's like,
yeah,
she's I like, know you, but I don't know you. You know what I mean?
She's like, I should know who you are.
Yeah. And I was like, I know Brian and Scotty. I know your brother. I'm best friends with Colleen. Like, I was like pulling all my Ari cards down.
You had to pull out my sister's name.
I pulled out your sister's name. I literally did. But I was like, I just need her to like click a few things together. Yeah. And then she did.
Because sometimes
was,
when you meet people, you kind of just go blank.
And you're just like, you're like, I mean, she's not expecting to meet me. Like, no. And I'm not expecting me. Like, it just was nothing. And I was just like, you're literally awesome and great. And she's like, I'm so happy for you too. Like, you guys are awesome.
Yeah.
You guys. And then we left.
Yeah,
didn't take a picture, but it was still pretty cool.
No, the picture is kind of nice sometimes. Mm-hmm. You just had a moment, and you get that moment forever now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice. So you met, Kai, you met your idol.
I was literally, yesterday I was like, what do I do now? Like,
who you're done.
I'm like, I can literally die happily. It was like super, I'm still like.
You're clearly flabbergasted by it.
I'm flabbergasted by it. I was like, I don't fangirl. I never, I was like, love. I know you're gonna like think this is crazy, but I just don't fangirl because I don't care enough to like.
Yes,
fangirl,
I don't.
But I'm like,
yes.
The one person I will absolutely flip my shit over is Ariana Grande. If you ever catch me, I've been to every single one of her concerts multiple times. I was like, I'm like ultimate fangirl Ariana Grande. Like that, she's the only one on my list. So now that I've met her, I'm like,
now
what's
what?
Next?
I don't have like, someone I would mega fangirl over. Who would you fangirl over? I know your past humans.
Yeah, Freddie and Michael Jackson are two people that I would like lose my brains over.
Well, they're not here.
They're dead.
Yeah, that's not gonna work.
Miley Cyrus, which I did flip my brains over when I met her. Gaga.
You haven't met her yet.
No, I've never met Gaga.
Are you
yet.
Going to her concert with me? Yes or no?
I still haven't talked to my mom about
talk
it.
Talk to your mom.
When is it?
October 14th.
October 14th. Okay, we can leave the 13th. I have a Dancing with the Stars 11 and 12.
Naturally.
I don't know what the
this is what was. It's like being friends with JoJo.
If I'm still
okay,
on the show.
So I just met Ariana Grande, and then hold on, I have to do Dancing with the Stars this day, and then we can go see Gaga this day. I met Miley Cyrus already.
Shut up. You actually owe me a penny.
I do owe you a penny. No,
you owe me a penny.
No, you owe me a penny.
One of us owes each other a penny.
You owe me a penny because I told you one day, I was like, oh, I saw
we're
Miley.
We're both huge Miley Cyrus fans.
I love Miley Cyrus. It is the best concert I've ever been to, no offense.
No, so, but like on our car rides, it's the best concert I've ever gone to, no
Bangers
offense.
Was the best thing in
best
the
thing
entire
ever.
World.
But like our
did
car rides.
Did you just no offense yourself?
Yeah.
I was like, wait, I haven't done a concert.
No offense.
Yeah, got it.
We jam out to Miley every
yes.
car ride
so
together.
One day I was like, hey, I saw Miley Cyrus driving, and you were like, what the fuck why didn't you, sorry, JoJo swears off camera, what the fuck, why didn't you tell me, like, why didn't you follow her or whatever? I was like, I'm not gonna follow her. Like, I like to play it cool when I see people that are like celebrities,
I don't
or whatever.
Know, like, I love you.
And I was like, person. You were really mad at me. I was like, don't worry, within the next year one of us is gonna meet her.
Yeah.
And you were like, I think we bet 6 cents.
Yeah.
And I said, I bet you 6 cents that it, I was like, let's bet. And then we landed on 6 cents because what is, who cares? But I said, in the next
tomorrow.
Year, one of us will meet her. And you met her while you were practicing for your
tour.
For
early
tour.
2020.
Yes. So cool, you owe life. Me 6 cents.
I'll get you a watch.
Thank you. We were talking about shopping earlier and I was like, all I want is a watch.
Also, I've had an idea this
Tell
whole
me.
Time. What are you doing today?
Today, I mean, I have an engagement party from 2 to 6. And I have therapy at 1. But I'm free after 6.
What? Can you postpone those things?
Can I postpone someone else's engagement party?
No, therapy.
I can, technically. Why? What do you want?
To go shopping.
On a Sunday?
Yeah.
Do you know you? I can play security guard if you need me to.
I got my 2 bodyguards.
I am your security guard when we go out.
Oh, one time Rachel and I went to the Santa Monica Pier. And why? Neither of us know. Why did we go?
No, you were doing a staycation in Santa Monica at that hotel.
Yes.
And you were like, come hang. It was in the middle of tour, and so we hadn't hung in a while. So I was like, cool. And then we were at your hotel, and you're like, let's just go to the boardwalk. And I was like, for real? And because I know what it's like. You and my sister constantly are like, let's just go do this. And I'm like, no, that's not how that's going to work.
It's a bad idea.
And so we went and got dinner, which was fine. And then you were like, I really want to go ride rides. And I was like, this is stupid. It's Saturday night. All right, let's try
bad
it.
Bad idea.
I'm not going to say no to you.
And I'm like, full side ponytail bow, like no carbon donation.
No, none whatsoever. And I was like, well, I need a sweatshirt. So we went and bought me a sweatshirt.
The lifeguard one.
I still have it.
Do you still have your bracelet? If you don't have your friendship bracelet, I swear.
Yeah, I have a friendship bracelet.
Go get it.
What does it look like?
It's like white with little beads, and then it says like on like a brown wooden thing, best friends.
Oh, I do still have that. I remember not throwing it away. I just don't know where I put it. I went through my jewelry and I said, I can't throw this away.
Okay, good. As long as I made the cut. I just, still have mine.
I'm happy about
it. I threw away all my other ones, but I still have mine.
Love it. Anyway.
I only had friendship bracelets with two people. And well,
there we go.
Made the cut.
Yes, I made the cut. I'll always make the cut. So yeah, we went down. So you wanted to go ride the rides.
Yep.
Didn't last long.
Didn't last
we
long.
We didn't get to a single ride. You just got mobbed immediately.
Mobbed. So then we leave and there's a whole mob. And I'm like, ooh, I want a snow cone.
And I was like, no, there's like 50 people screaming at us, running after us, and we're walking swiftly.
And we got like away for a second. Like there was like a gap.
Yes.
And no. I was like, I want a snow cone. Stops out of cart. Rachel literally grabs my arm and pulls me. She's like, we're leaving.
I do this thing where I put my hand on the lower back. And it's to block people from getting to you. And it's to usher you along nicely. Instead of me just grabbing you. I learned it with my sister. And it's like, if I need to, I can grab the waist and move you towards me. So this is, it's the move I've learned.
Yep.
I'm a security guard.
Yeah, she's literally a bodyguard.
Yeah. All right. Before we finish this podcast. Because we're on. Okay, we can keep talking. I was just going to say, I make everyone say their favorite moment with me.
Oh my God.
Oh, you don't have to say, it doesn't have to be, girlfriend did not like when I said this. She was like, I have to, she got mad at me afterwards. She's like, I couldn't think. There's too much pressure. But like one really good.
One standout. Well, my favorite moment hasn't happened yet. While Colina's birthing. While Colina's birthing her twins.
Oh yes.
We are standing outside the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
From her window, full costumes, dancing to Push It by Salt and Pepper.
Yes.
Wigs, costumes, backup dancers is happening.
That's, yes, that will happen.
That's going to be my favorite moment. But for right now.
What's like a really fun time, a really fun moment, or like something that you were like, I'm so glad I hung with Rachel today.
Think about it. That happens rarely when I think those things.
Fuck you.
You love me.
I do.
Okay, that's not helping.
Or you can say your favorite thing about me.
My favorite thing about you?
Yeah.
How you don't let what other people say about you get in your head at all.
Oh my God, thank you.
Okay, no, I want to come up with a favorite moment. I want to come up with a favorite moment. I want
to
come up with a favorite moment.
I'm trying to think of one with you and I can't. So that's the same thing.
We really have no fun together.
I really like riding roller coasters with you.
Oh my God. Rachel turns in to a truck driver. I know my favorite moment. Six Flags, my 16th birthday party before I go out on tour, riding a ride with you.
Yeah, that was that when you rented out Six Flags?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Normal friend thing to do.
We go up the hill. We go down the hill. All you hear is, fuck, shit, motherfucking fucker, fuck, shit, damn it! What did she say to you? You said, like,
I don't.
Jesus' balls or something.
Jesus, Mary, Joseph's balls, fucking motherfucker. I get scared and my initial reaction is to just start cussing.
Yep, that's all she said the whole time. And I'm just crying laughing. And I'm like, you're on every roller coaster with me for the rest of the night. Come on, let's go.
You made me go on so many roller coasters.
It was so fun.
I love roller coasters, dear. I hate scary movies. I hate like horror nights and things like that. I know, Kai. Don't worry. I already promised I was going to one with you guys.
Yeah, she's coming out with us. 28th.
Yes. Yeah. Of this month or October?
This month.
Excuse me 1 second. I'm just double checking. Of this month, I'm in Hawaii. I thought you said of October.
Okay, we'll come back.
From Hawaii?
Yeah. It might be of October.
What are you doing tonight?
Let's see. We're going shopping.
Yeah, do you want to? I can crash that one.
Wait.
Me and girlfriend can crash that one tonight. Kai says yes. JoJo's not.
I'm game, absolutely. Only if you go shopping, though.
Okay.
What are you doing? Oh, I probably can't the 18th. Saturday, September 25th.
I'm out of town the last week of September.
So gross.
So we can go tonight.
You guys can come tonight.
All right. I was she's saying yes. That's the only reason I'm pushing it. Normally, I would just say it and then move on. But she's pushing it.
Yeah, let me ask.
You really like my girlfriend.
I would love to.
No, I'm game. Let me just text the girl really quick to make sure.
Because I feel like the more the merrier.
Is it possible? I'm sure it is. To bring two more
people. This is also what it's like hanging out. Just let me text our VIP guide real quick that you have the phone number for.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's been a 40-minute podcast. Do you have any other stories you want to share or whatever?
Oh, God, about you?
Or just in general? What else? Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, God. I feel like I'm going to regret this.
Okay. So Rachel and I went through a phase.
Dear God.
Where all we would do, I think it was while I was in Canada, would send pictures to each other back and forth.
Yes.
And we wouldn't talk.
No.
I would just get a random picture from her.
I was filming a video in that.
And we would just send them back and forth.
Because I'm telling you guys, we don't text on a regular basis.
This is all we did.
This was our version of Snapchat, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, then there's sexy pictures with her and her girlfriend. Yeah, all we do is just send pictures.
I screenshot it. When you first went on tour, we did FaceTime Fridays.
FaceTime Fridays were the best.
I screenshotted each session. I have an album of FaceTime Fridays. And like you're, I was going to do it.
Do you have an album?
Yeah, hold on. I have 8 sessions of screenshots of us FaceTiming.
Oh my God.
Because I was going to make a whole like stupid thing with it, but then.
Look at how little I look.
You look so tiny.
Oh my God.
Ta-da. With your star heart face
stuff.
What are you going to wear next to your tour starts up in January?
Yeah. January.
Are you what's your look gonna be
As of right now? I mean, listen, it's interchangeable. Oh. Every day. I was joking around because I say my sexuality is different every day. It's every time somebody asks me what is your actual label for sexuality, I'm like, yeah.
I just say I'm gay.
Today I'm this. I feel like queer is like my like safety title, but I'm like,
gay is mine.
Pansexual, gay, bi, definitely not bi, actually, lesbian, but like you could call me bi because I have had a boyfriend, but I was never in love with a man.
No, that doesn't mean that you're bi. Just because you have dated the other sex doesn't mean that that's the one you prefer.
There you go.
Your label is what you
My want. Label is chi-sexual.
There's your label. Okay, then. Woo!
What was I telling you about?
Your when I go tour, tour outfit.
Yeah, definitely star and hard eye. Most likely side ponytail and bow, just because it feels right for that. Like, I don't want to sink in a candy store and look like this. It's not my thing. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Are you producing new music or is it the same tour?
It's the same tour, but we're adding stuff from the J team.
Cute.
Yeah.
And that's all about not ditching your bow.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, her new movie J Team is out. What can they view it on? Paramount Plus. Oh, okay. Good. That's
And watch me on Dance with the Stars and vote for me.
Dance with the Stars. Oh my God. Wait, is it live voting? I've only watched Dance with the Stars like
it's
twice.
Live voting.
I want to vote for you.
And it's 50% votes and 50% judges score. So I think you can vote up to 10 times.
Do you know who else is on it?
I do, actually.
Can you say?
I can say. Sporty Spice.
That was my favorite.
There you go. Okay. She's so nice. Martin Cove, I think is his name, from Cobra Kai. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen
it.
He's
the one that's like, no mercy. Show him
got
no mercy.
It. Got
the,
it,
like,
got it, got
the
it.
The villain, dude.
Yeah.
Cody, a Peloton guy. Matt from The Bachelor.
I don't know.
Matt from The Bachelor. Brian Austin Green. Olivia Jade.
Oh!
Suni Lee.
Okay.
Amanda... I want to say Amanda Bynes, but it's not Amanda Bynes.
I was about to scream. I think I would fangirl over seeing Amanda Bynes.
Really?
Just because I'm fascinated by her. I wouldn't actually fangirl.
It's Amanda.
I'm just fascinated.
Okay, remember the guy from Broadway who died of COVID?
Yes.
It's his wife.
Oh, she's a sweetheart. Colleen knows her.
Yeah, she's a gem of a human.
Yeah.
She's on it. Melora from The Office is on it.
This is a lot of humans.
Yeah, there's 15 of them. Oh, I got Olivia Jade.
So you're like one of the few like actual dancers, like you and Sporty Spice.
Me, Sporty Spice, a girl from Bling Nation.
What's Bling Nation?
Christine. She's like a billionaire, which is really cool.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Be best friends.
Yeah, right. Okay. Suni Lee, the gymnast.
Oh, okay.
Who just won everything.
Yeah.
Good cast.
What? Can I go?
Yes, you can go.
Okay. I got to text my girlfriend now. We're going to Horror Nights tonight. Hold on. We should finish this podcast real quick.
Okay. Yeah, then we can go shopping.
Then we're going to go shopping, which is, you
It's going to be a disaster.
You crave doing normal, everyday, mundane things. And yeah. I feel like I'm someone that you get to do those things with.
Yeah. Like, come on, Rachel.
Because your parents have always felt safe with me.
Yeah.
So
My parents trust yes, you.
Yes, because I can drive you, I can protect you, and I'm down for fun.
Yeah.
So this is when you get to do things.
Let's go, baby.
And then you invite me to movie premieres and things.
Go Horror Nights.
Yeah, Horror Nights.
Okay. I'll get you into Horror Nights tonight.
Oh, my God. All right. Oh, God. I have to mentally prepare for that. All right. So we're going to leave. Thank you for joining us. Make sure you guys check out J-Team. I love you a lot.
I love you.
And then that's a lot. A lot. Okay. Cute. I love you, Kai. Thank
you. I love you, Buggy.
I love you, Rachel.
We're out. Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Rachel Uncensored, the only place on the internet where you can find the uncensored version of me, Rachel Ballinger. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, please like, subscribe, or follow, or do whatever this platform tells you to do so that you can get notified every time I post a new episode. Love ya!
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.